Time for Morning Conversation, where we bring in Forest City Mayor Byron Reuter. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How about this weather and no wind?
Yeah, I tell you what, a day without wind is like a day in heaven, that's for sure, even if it's cold out.
Yes, sir. And last night was a Forest City City Council meeting, and you talked about a number of different ordinances, and I'll let you cover those.
Yeah, what we have is Ivers Hospital apartments are a TIF district and an urban renewal area, and they need to stand alone, so there's a bunch of paperwork that we have to do to legally get that there so that the money we spend we can recoup over the next 20 years in taxes. And it takes a lot of legal work and a lot of lawyers happy, but we're getting it done, and what a great asset to the city when that gets done and hopefully opened up for this fall.
I was going to say, what's the timeline looking like? But I guess we're ready to go, and we may see it yet this year.
Right. They've been working up there for probably a month already, and if the availability of materials, like everything else, may hold them back, but they're making a great start right away, that's for sure.
All right. Let's talk about amendment of sewer rates.
Right. We've been doing that for the last two or three years, and the new sewer plant, would probably go out for construction bids in 3 to 4 years, and we have to have money put aside for that. So we're raising the rates, and the increase for a minimum person with the minimum bill would be about $4 a month, and for the average user, about $16.15 a month. So there are increases, and we're trying to keep them as low as we can and make, you know, their money's going nowhere right now, that's for sure, and inflation hits everything. But we've got to get this done. That new sewer plant was scheduled for $12 to $13 million, and with inflation, who knows where it's going to be, but we have to plan for it. So,
yeah, every year you wait, the cost keeps going up. But with that said, expect those rates to go up in the summer?
Yeah, we do it right now so that they'll begin and be on their July bill then. That's correct.
Talking with Forest City Mayor Byron Reuter, you got a grant for trees.
Right. Todd Esplin of the Parks and Norma with the Chamber of Commerce worked on a state grant, and they got $3,142.50 in state grants to buy trees. They figured to buy at least 60 trees and start replanting trees around the city with all the ones that are coming out with emerald ash borer, so that'll be a great start. And I believe Rotary is also going to kick in $1,500 so we can get a few trees planted again and do that every year.
And we have a number of step increases for some very deserving, long-tenured city employees.
Yeah, congratulations to our police chief, Tom Montgomery. He's been here 35 years and does just such a great job with that department. And Chris Cosgrove at the library has been there 25 years now. And Steve Haugen, I hired him on sanitation years ago, and he's been there 20 years already. So great people, and love working with them. And they do a great job for the city. So.
And Barney, you're getting ready to do a child care market study.
Right. Beth Bivio, Economic Development, and we have a task force working there with workforce housing, and also with that goes child care. And she put together a grant and received that, so we'll have a firm coming in to work with them to do the child care study in the community and ideas on what to do and how to do it. And the grant will be paid for by economic development, and that was around $5,000, that portion of it. So great work there on her part. Everybody's working together to try to keep housing and daycare going here in town.
All right. A lot was decided last night, and we appreciate your time, Barney. Thank you very much.
Well, I got one more thing for you, Mark.
Okay.
We were down in Dubuque when that storm hit, and we were on our way back, and we picked Charles City up at a KOW at Charles City, and we kept listening to your forecasts, and that we were looking at that Highway 18 corridor is how we usually come home, but we decided to go up the interstate and come in on 9, and that was a really great thing to do because you guys kept us aware of where that storm was traveling, and there was a time when you couldn't see, and there was lightning bolts that looked like telephone poles coming down, but we made it through and made it home safely. I don't know if we would have gone the other direction, so thanks for all you guys do in storms to keep us abreast of what's going on.
Our pleasure. Yeah, we kind of got really unscathed up this way, and I think you're right. It was nearly constant thunder, constant lightning, and it was as advertised. So we're glad you made it home safe.
Yeah. Thanks for all you do out there. That's for sure.
You bet. Barney Reuter, Forest City Mayor, our guest on KW Morning Conversation. Thanks to him for being our guest today.